You're listening to Central Coast Public Radio, KCBX, here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt. If you wake up pretty early this coming weekend and look to the north or the south, depending on where you are on the Central Coast, you may see history in the making. The first mission to Mars to launch from the West Coast is scheduled to take off from Vandenberg Air Force Base on May 5th. Leading up to the launch, engineers and NASA staff came up to San Luis Obispo this past weekend. And unlike other missions to faraway places, we're headed out to Mars this time to learn a little bit more about our own planet. The mission is called InSight. That stands for Interior Exploration Using Seismic Investigations, Geodesy, and Heat Transport. If you're scratching your head, that's okay. Basically, NASA is sending a machine to Mars to measure things like seismic quakes and heat. One instrument was on display at Cal Poly.
Its purpose is to dig into the Mars subsurface up to 5 meters, that's about 16 feet, making measurements of thermal properties and bringing a tether behind it that'll put temperature sensors in the ground.
That's Troy Hudson. He's a planetary geologist and instrument engineer at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
And the whole point of that instrument is to measure the amount of heat coming out of the interior of the planet, because heat is the engine that drives geology. And by understanding the heat on Mars today and what it might have been like in its past, we get a window into what Earth might have been like early in its past.
Hudson gave a big presentation Saturday at Cal Poly for anyone interested in the details of the InSight mission. Across town, some young people also had the opportunity to learn more about it.
Do you want to make your own earthquake? Have you ever experienced an earthquake before? Have you ever felt the ground move a little bit?
As I mentioned earlier, InSight will also be measuring seismic quakes on Mars. At the San Luis Obispo Children's Museum, kids like Rachel Burr got to interact with some fancy-looking NASA equipment.
It's like, kind of actually looks like a heartbeat, but like a really big heartbeat. Like when you jump, it makes a heartbeat, kind of.
Yeah, heartbeats are going through the ground, right?
It's actually showing like the movement of the ground when it goes up and down. So the ground's moving when it's up and down, and when it's not, it's like smaller.
Yeah.
And why is this so important?
All right, so what we're trying to do is we're trying to understand what the inside of Mars is made of, and whether Mars has a liquid core and a mantle and a crust like the Earth does.
That's NASA's Sandy Krasner. He worked on the computer systems for InSight, and on Saturday, he was breaking it all down for the kids.
So we're going to go to Mars, and we're going to measure Mars quakes, and we're going to measure the signals from meteorite impacts and try to understand what the inside of Mars is made out of.
NASA is also conducting another experiment during this mission. It's sending two briefcase-sized communication satellites, or CubeSats, along for the ride. They're called MARCO, which is Mars Cube 1. If all goes according to plan, the equipment will relay InSight data back to Earth as it enters the Martian atmosphere and lands. And this part of the mission had Cal Poly hands all over it.
We helped with the integration into its deployer here.
That's Cassandra Craver at Cal Poly. She's a third-year aerospace engineer. She and other Cal Poly students got to work on a way to kick MARCO out into space.
In order to actually leave the vehicle, the launch vehicle, it'll have to get deployed. So it's like a big box that'll have the door open, and then a spring will push out the satellite.
It's got to be pretty good for your resume.
Yeah, it'll definitely.
It's been 6 years since the Curiosity rover landed on Mars in 2012. Once it arrives, InSight will be the first mission to drill into the surface of the Red Planet, and it will be carrying the first CubeSat to make an interplanetary trip. The launch is currently scheduled from Vandenberg Air Force Base at 4:05 in the morning Saturday. It should be visible to millions of people between San Luis Obispo and San Diego counties, if you wake up that early. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.